bless your heart.
That ain't been a day.
Sunday morning in Savannah, church bells in the air, Spanish moss above the sidewalk, brunch tables everywhere. I said, Eggs Benedict, please, thought the matter had been said. Then he smiled and asked me softly, how would you like your eggs?
How would you like your eggs?
How would you like your eggs?
Poached.
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 That's why I ordered Benedict.
Bless your heart.
That ain't Benedict. No hollandaise. No muffin underneath it. You can call it blessed.
You can call it divine.
You can call it divine.
Call it divine.
A gravy on a biscuit doesn't make it Benedict in mine.
Bless your heart,
I mean
no disrespect,
but the Lord knows breakfast,
and that ain't Benedict.
Then the plate came down before me, and I knew we'd lost our way. Country ham and biscuit, fried egg gravy on the tray, and suddenly what we ate on Tuesday night, shit on a shingle.
Lord,
Lord, I knew that plate on sight, shit on a shingle.
Lord have mercy,
shit on a shingle.
But dress for Sunday service.
Yes, bless your heart, that ain't Benedict. Silver shine,
you can make the silver.
But Tuesday night gravy doesn't suddenly turn divine. Bless your heart, I mean
no disrespect,
but the Lord knows breakfast, and that ain't Benedict. Was the egg poached?
No.
Was there hollandaise?
No.
Was there an English muffin?
No.
Then what have we got?
No.
A biscuit, some gravy, and a serious problem with the name. Pass the plate.
Pass the plate.
Pass the biscuit.
Pass them down.
Pass the Benedict.
Ain't none around.
Now Savannah, I still love you, your old squares and live oak trees, but if Benedict is written there, I'm asking one thing, please. Poach the egg, toast the muffin, let that hollandaise descend.
Amen.
Amen.
And keep the sausage gravy for Tuesday night again.